You're listening to Empathica Radio, home to unsigned metal, hardcore, and punk artists. The true underground.
Hail to the king, baby.
All right, welcome back to Empathica Radio.
Here we are.
Sorry, I had to make sure this was really plugged in. This is the end of the year for us. We got two episodes left. We're going to be doing our top 13 bands that we played throughout the whole year.
That's what's going on.
That's what's going on these next two episodes. But before we get into that, we were talking with my daughter the other day. She was about to go to bed, and she's laying there. I'm saying goodnight to her. And she starts telling me that she's going to... Something about, she's going to tell her friends how I do this podcast. Well, I think what started was her teacher was asking, because my daughter brought up that I do a podcast.
What if her teacher listens to this shit?
Teacher was like, well, where can I hear it at? And luckily my daughter said, I don't know. It's like, thank God.
Did she tell her the name of it?
No, I don't think, not anything my daughter knows the name of it.
I was going to say, because you could just Google it.
Right, no, I don't think she knows the name of it. She's like, yeah. She's like, I was going to tell my friends how, you talk to famous people all day and this and that. And she's like going on and on. I'm like, so you're just going to pretty much lie to your friends? I mean, that's what you're going to do? And she started laughing. And I brought up what Travis had said a little bit ago. He said, if for some reason this podcast blew up and we became famous, he's out. He's completely out.
And I want nothing to do with that.
And my daughter goes, he's stupid. She's like, I want to be famous. I'm like, Jesus Christ. I was like, and I started to explain to her like how annoying that would be to be famous.
Yeah.
Like, you can't go anywhere. You can't run down to the store to grab something because somebody's going to fucking be like, oh my God, it's so-and-so. And, you're like, oh, I just came in here to get some eggs or whatever. At least us, it's like nobody would know what the hell we really look like. So, radio people can get away with. People know who you are by name and listen. All these guys are cool, but most likely, general people don't know what the fuck they look like, so you can kind of...
I think, too, famous for a younger generation is a totally different thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? Famous for them is, half a million views on YouTube. That's famous.
That's
to
true.
Them, you know what I mean? For 15 minutes.
So I guess, you're saying it's cheap these days.
Yeah.
You don't have to do shit.
Yeah. They've cheapened famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a YouTube, or I'm an Instagram star.
Right.
You take a bunch of pictures and you got a bunch of followers.
And that's what.
It's like, that's crazy.
Teenagers and what I think is
that's famous. No, you're right. I guess you're right.
And I guess it is. Maybe. I don't know.
But I had to explain to her that we are not famous and never going to happen. I'm still going to have to work at the body shop and work on cars. It's not, I'm never going to be able to be like, I'm out of here. I'm doing my podcast full time. I mean, unless I want to live in a dumpster.
Starve to death.
Yeah, I'm going to starve to death and have the bill collectors take everything I own. So, including this stuff we're recording on.
That wouldn't take long.
No. I'd be, well, this is going to be our last episode because I owe all this shit back to the bank. Oh, fuck. So here we go. So like I said, we listened to a lot of bands this year. So it was fucking tough to pick these top 13.
You told me it only took you 10 minutes.
Shh, dude, come on, man.
You pick names out of a hat.
Yeah, I just pick names out of a hat. That's true. Other than number one. Number one was easy. It was the only one we didn't argue over. The rest, we broke out into fist fights over. We were friends for a little bit, then we weren't friends. This is all in the matter of a day or two. It was actually tough because it's really just a matter of opinion. It's just our opinion. So
yeah, which means nothing.
No, it doesn't. But
this could be the worst 13 bands
to all of our listeners.
Yeah, yeah, someone's ever heard.
That's true. But these were our favorite songs that we played throughout the year, and like I said, so we're gonna break it down from 13 to 7 in this episode, and the next episode we'll finish it off. But so let's fucking do this. Let's start it off.
The first band we're going to play is called The Ailments, and the name of the song is I'm a Tourist.
Yeah.
was I'm a Tourist by The Ailments. They're out of Annapolis, Maryland. They can be found at theailmentsmd.bandcamp.com. That's spelled T-H-E-A-L-E-M-E-N-T-S.
Yes, they were in the Savage Mountain Punk Festival
episodes.
And they were good. I mean, so were a lot of other bands, but we can't fucking have 100 bands in the top 13. That doesn't make any sense. What's the number 12 spot?
Looks like that's going to be Shot Down South playing the song Forsaken.
Life is escaping me. Can you hear my voice? Can you hear my voice? Slave one was left behind.
That was Forsaken by Shot Down South. They are from Canton, Georgia. They can be found at facebook.com/SHDOSO.
Yes, and they were part of the Pipeline Entertainment. That's who hooked us up with this band. So shout out to those guys. We always appreciate promotional people, independent labels and stuff sending us music. It's awesome. Makes us feel good. Not so much Travis, because for some reason his name never makes the list when I get the emails. It always says Smitty and Brendan.
I like that though. That's
Travis is like, whatever.
I don't need any money.
No, you're in this. I'm gonna start sending shit back and be like, you must have the wrong address.
Just mail this to this address.
You're hurting my boy's feelings. This next one, number 11. There were another one, I believe, on the Savage Mountain Punk Festival.
All right. This is Defiant Brood playing The Night Air. Was Defiant Brood playing the song The Night Air. They're out of Western Maryland, and you can find them at defiantbrood.bandcamp.com.
Yes. Awesome. They actually had some merch they were putting out, a shirt, and I was going to order. I haven't gotten around to doing it, but I'm going to. They also did that. I think we played a cover they did of a Misfits song, if you remember, Brendan.
Oh, okay.
One of the last times we played them. We back-to-back their song with that cover,
yeah,
which is always awesome. So, number 10.
That's going to be Distheist. And the name of the song is Latria Vassani. That was Latria Vasani by Distheist. They're out of St. Louis, Missouri, and you can find them at facebook.com/distheistblackmetal.
Hell yeah. Another awesome St. Louis band. I believe the number 9 slot's from St. Louis as well.
Yes, they are. This is Slightly Less Infected playing the song Rock and Motherfucking Roll. Rock and Motherfucking Roll by Slightly Less Infected. They are out of St. Louis, Missouri. And you can find them at murdercow.bandcamp.com. That's their record label's Bandcamp site. And they got a bunch of bands on there, but just look for Slightly Less Infected.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Travis.
What?
Oh, I thought, I thought you left. I haven't heard from you.
You thought I fell asleep.
Yeah, I thought you fell asleep over there. So your head down. I thought you just passed out.
It's that pizza we just ate.
Oh, yeah. Took a little lunch break.
Yeah. Now I'm all dozing off here.
Yeah. It would have been better if I could have got some of that dipping sauce, but Brendan seemed to...
Oh, my God. I've never seen anyone pour it all over the whole pizza.
Really?
It's for your crust.
Yeah, it's for your crust, Brendan. That was very rude of you.
There should be already enough flavor in the pizza itself that you don't need.
Yeah, it's like putting A1 on your steak, motherfucker. You don't do that.
Yeah, unless it's a really shitty steak.
Right. You put A1 on your steaks, don't you, Brendan?
Yup.
God damn. Jesus.
Well, you don't put ranch dressing on your steak?
No.
What? What's wrong with you?
I'm a normal human being. That's what's wrong with me.
Put ranch dressing on
everything. You get yours well done, too, I guess?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus my God. Oh, dude.
No. We're going to have to talk about this later on.
This is going to have to be... We're going to have a...
Intervention?
Yeah. We're going to have a come to Jesus talk with you, Brennan. Well done.
Well done with A1.
Yeah, here's my shoe. Why don't you eat that? Because that's probably what it tastes like.
And you pay for these steaks?
God.
Whatever. I'm looking at him in a slightly different aspect now.
I'm disappointed right now. It hurts my heart to hear anybody that likes their steak well done and put steak sauce on it. It hurts.
Well, if they didn't want people to eat it well done, they wouldn't offer it as an option. Oh, so there you go.
They don't want to. It's just they have to.
Right.
You ask any good chef.
Rare to medium.
When someone orders a steak and they say well done, pissed off. They're like, fuck that. They don't like it. They don't like it. They don't like doing it. They'll do it because, well, you're the customer.
Right. What do you think they like to cook? Medium rare to medium?
I'd say rare, medium rare.
That's the way they want to do it. That's how I get mine.
That's the way it should be done, Steve. The way they want.
Fine. Next time I get a steak, I'll get it rare.
Oh, please.
I won't put any steak sauce on it, but I am putting ranch dressing on it.
Ranch dressing?
Why not?
I've never heard...
You want some ketchup on there, too?
No, not ketchup.
God. Yeah, don't be stupid, Travis Ketchum.
Well, I'm just wondering how stupid we can get.
Oh my God. Brennan, what the fuck is the matter with you? God. I'm gonna have to call your brother and have a conversation with him. I have a feeling this is his fault from the way he raised you. Steak with fucking ranch dressing.
Well, we got a little off track there. I don't know what.
All right, what's the number 8 spot, Brennan?
Looks like the band Exit Dream playing their song Parasite. That was Parasite by Exit Dream. They're out of Tucson, Arizona. You can find them at exitdream.bandcamp.com.
Is it parasites? Is that why you like your steaks well done?
Yeah. Are you afraid of the parasites? That was actually a good transition into talking to steak and then into parasites.
It was a great transition because Murder Cow was the last record.
Yeah, see? Wow, it's like we planned that out.
We did.
Yeah.
Been putting this together for weeks.
They found the
problem.
There's tape.
Yeah, we're not recording or anything. That's fine.
What you said? They found the frogs on the tape?
We found the problem. There was tape. Oh.
Great. What the fuck? Yeah.
Tell your family to go away.
They shouldn't be here. I kick them out of the house usually. Just walk in here. Not a problem. I guess I gotta get a fucking R and R sign.
What?
See? God, it's so fucking unprofessional around here.
You can let her talk back to you like that?
No, I'll smack her when I'm
ready. You go hit her now or later?
Dude, I'm trapped back in this corner.
Okay.
So when we get done recording this episode, I'll go out there. I'll smack her.
Mm-hmm.
I probably won't hit her too hard.
Right.
Just because of the way people complain that you can't hit your kids nowadays.
Yeah.
So I'm more emotionally abuse her.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They can't prove that.
Exactly. Until she's like a goth kid in high school, and they're gonna be like, man, her parents fucked her up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which want me to go rough her up a bit? I got no problem punching the kids in the face.
We are losing all sorts of listeners right now. We had a good year. It's over.
I just want everyone to know I'm from a totally different state than these guys.
Illinois?
I don't condone any of this.
Oh, please. You're from the hills have eyes, motherfucker. Right? We know what you're up to.
Upper class citizens.
Okay. Whatever.
St. Louis.
So I don't really hit my kid. I do mentally abuse her. But not like in a mean way. I mean, fuck with her all the time.
We all do. We just don't realize it.
Oh, yeah.
We fuck them all up.
Oh, yeah.
If she ever goes to a therapist, the first answer she's going to get, your parents.
Yeah. They're going to be like, oh, this is your parents' fault.
Yeah.
She doesn't know
exactly.
It. And we don't know it. Well, I guess that's right, because I'm sure my parents fucked me up growing up.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Mentally. They all do. Who?
Mine were pretty cool.
Well, it was a rough childhood. Not really. But, all right. Enough of losing listeners. We apologize. All
right.
It's all a fucking joke. I don't need the fucking social service people knocking on my fucking door, taking my kid
again.
Away. Again. Yeah. So, oh my God. Now my wife's in here.
Come on in. Just
yeah, come on
in.
Like, come on back.
What do you got to say?
What do you got to say? Just say it.
I heard you taking something about taking the kid away.
Yeah. Yeah. Say your goodbyes. We're losing her.
She's going too.
I guess they might be removing me from this fucking
exactly.
house.
Exactly.
Oh, fuck.
It's what's easier to remove one than to remove two.
That's true. So whose house am I coming to?
You can't come to mine. I got kids too.
Oh, fuck.
You'll fuck them up too.
I don't have any kids, but
there you go.
I just don't want you over at mine.
I'm not sleeping on your new couch.
Nope.
Oh, come on, Brennan. The couch is fucking comfortable.
Yup.
Fuck. Well, I don't know where I'm going. I guess, well, Abra's got a couch. Where I work. Oops. I keep saying the company's name on air, and I'm sure they don't want that.
That's Abra of St. Louis, Clayton, Missouri.
Oh, don't do that. Now I know where we work. Say that. Shit.
Should we just... We can...
We're going to lose our jobs.
We can edit this whole last...
I'm not editing shit. I don't edit nothing. Except for the dead air. That's the only thing I edit. Like that. All right.
What were we doing?
I don't know. We got one more band to play.
Oh, we're doing a podcast?
Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
We fell off track majorly on that one. All right, here's the deal. We got one more episode left for the year, which it'll be the top six bands. We still have number seven to play on this one. We are still looking for more bands to play in 2018. We need everybody to send their stuff. Everybody. Even if you've already sent stuff to us, and you have new material out, please send it. EmpathicaRadio@gmail.com. It's that easy. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play Music. Podbean.com is our hosting site. Follow us there. Instagram. We're on Instagram at Empathica Radio. And you can find me at Empathica Smitty. Facebook. Like us on Facebook. You can get on there and tell us how terrible we're doing, and then we'll come back on the air and talk shit about you.
Yeah, that's the surefire way.
Yeah, well, it gives us stuff to do, too.
For
so, I mean,
get on.
Yeah. No, tell us if you like it, you don't like it, the band you like, whatever. We'd like to hear from the listeners, so just be prepared if it's bad. We're going to fucking tear you up. That's the fun of what we do. So go ahead, Brendan.
All right, this last band is Devourer of Heaven. They are out of Los Angeles, California. You can find them at devourerofheaven.bandcamp.com. And the name of this song is Empire Dead.